This week's parsha of Vayishlach is very revealing with regards to Yaakov Avinu's particular and outstanding character. Chazal, when they refer to Yaakov Avinu, refer to him as Bechir Ha'avot, the selected or chosen one of all the forefathers. And when we look at it from at least face value, in our basic understanding, the world around us, we find it rather strange. Why should Yaakov be called Bechir Ha'avot, the selected one? When we look at his life, it was constantly filled with challenges, trials and tribulations, obstacles, and even obstructions almost to his development of his family and almost to his very existence. And yet Chazal see a selected or chosen one in a different way, with different perspective. Rav Shlomo Aviner explains that when it comes to challenges that people have in their lives, there are different ways of approaching them. There are those who may choose to dismiss the challenges. They ignore them. They see them as non-existence. And yet they are foolish enough to convince themselves that they don't exist. But that is actually silly. It's futile. And certainly it's fruitless in the test of time. There are those who believe that their challenges in front of them are trivial, non-existent. And once again, that certainly cannot benefit anyone within their immediate parameters. And then there are those who are despairing, despondent. They're self-defeatists. They raise their hands in a moment of despair and they say, I cannot, I will not, it is not possible. And obviously this too is counterproductive. But then there's the Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov who says that I will confront, that I will deal, that I will take every experience regardless of how difficult it is. My encounter with my brother Esav, my having to flee from my homeland and my parents, my encounter with Lavan who threatened the existence and the future of the Jewish nation as a whole, and finally the confrontations that he will have in his own family, the strife, the jealousy, even the hatred that may exist amongst his own children. Yaakov looks at each one of these potentially catastrophic situations and he raises himself above them. He sees them as what Chazal wants all of us to see our experiences and challenges as, a learning experience, an opportunity to raise above and to continue and further our existence by having learned from the confrontations that we have in front of us. And therefore, it is interesting. The word Yaakov, we know, comes from the word Ekev, the heel, the foot of existence. But Yaakov also comes from the Hebrew word Laakov. Laakov acharav means to monitor. I follow everything that is around me. It is the type of personality, the type of persona who is Okev, who follows, who is interested, who wants to learn from everything around him, and this is precisely who Yaakov is. That is what allows Yaakov in this week's parsha to elevate himself from being the Ekev, the heel, the bottom part of the foot, from being someone you'll excuse the pun who is stepped upon, and to being renamed in this week's parsha to Yisrael. Yisrael coming from Sarel, to raise above, to be on a higher level, to be closer, kevyachol, to the El, Elohim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who falters and fails and knows hardship is not someone who is a failure. He is not someone who's an Ekev, but rather he is someone, if he rises above it, if he learns to incorporate his experiences as a chance and an opportunity to grow and to learn from his experiences and to be a greater person. That person develops because he's okay, because he follows, he develops into the Sarel Yisrael, into someone who is surrounded and enveloped by the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is for this reason that in this week's Parsha, when the Torah describes the encounter that Yaakov has with Esav, an encounter that would follow us throughout Jewish history, Esav says to Yaakov, Yesh li rav, I have plenty, I have a lot. And as we mentioned in past week's Parshiot, someone who says that he has a lot means that there is still parts of the puzzle that is missing. I have a lot, but I would like more. I long for more. And that is precisely who Esav is. Esav is never satisfied. Esav sone Yaakov. Esav always longs for more physical, for more pursuit of materialism. However, Yaakov, in all of the anarchy, in all of the difficulties, in being someone who learns from nature, makes a statement to Esav. And when Esav points out what a beautiful family that he has, Yaakov says, Chiyesh li kol, I have everything. Kol. Interestingly enough, Rabotai, this concept of saying that I have everything was actually ingrained inside of Yaakov by his predecessor, by his grandfather Avraham Avinu. Because the Torah confirms in the Parshiot before, V'Hashem beirach et Avraham bakol, God blessed Avraham with everything. And what is the bakol? Rashi explains bakol is the equivalent in gematria, numerical value, to the word ben. Bakol, everything to Avraham, is ben, his son, his children, his family. That is his perspective. And that is given over and taught as well to Yaakov. Yaakov's perspective is that kol, everything, is his children, his family, the ability to perpetuate the future of a Jewish nation. And this is precisely why Yaakov is the one who can instill us with a vision for the future, the ability to perpetuate a promise, regardless of the confrontations that one might have. The reason why Yaakov is who he is because he is not deterred, he is not obstructed by those challenges and confrontations that exist in front of him. Rather, he sees them as opportunity to grow into a greater person. It is interesting, particularly in the political climate that we now find ourselves, with a prime minister who clearly does not enjoy the support whatsoever by the Jewish population or by his country, to talk about the division, to talk about negotiations, even to entertain and to fathom such an idea that is so anti-religious and that is so destructive to the core of the Jewish nation. To negotiate on Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Jerusalem, which by the way clearly Olmert made a precedence and made as one of the platforms of his being elected as Prime Minister, that he would never touch Yerushalayim. There are many leaders in the world who declare that resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the key to solving all the problems with the Muslims the world over. Kofi Annan, our dear friend in the United Nations, said, and I quote you, "As long as the Palestinians live under occupation, so long will passions everywhere be inflamed." Henry Kissinger was quoted as having said, "A restarted Palestinian peace process should play a significant role in resolving the Iranian nuclear crisis." And Tony Blair declared, an Israeli-Palestinian settlement is the core of any effort to resolve other Middle East problems and defeat global extremism. These leaders seem to believe that the cure to Muslim fundamentalism and extremism boils down to Israel solving its differences with the Palestinians. But we know this to be untrue. Islam's call to destroy satanic Western culture, wipe the United States off the face of the earth, and dominate and cleanse the world of the infidels is a problem in of itself, and has nothing to do with the local issue of Esav Sone Es Yaakov. These declarations represent false pretenses and delusional fanfare. The world could learn a lot from us. We as the Jewish nation are not afraid because we learned from our forefather Yaakov that we can admit that we are faced with many challenges, many of them which threaten our very existence. Yet we do not hide behind the facade of false accusations and finger-pointing. We are prepared to deal with reality because our forefather Bechir HaAvot, the chosen one, Yaakov, has taught us and nurtured us with the resilience to do so. We recognize that Eretz Yisrael sometimes thrives on controversy because it is the holiest place in the world and because it allows us to enhance our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem above Kevyachol. Building that relationship and shaping the face of our spiritual existence is often challenging and discouraging. But we do not despair. We do not dare despair. Our forefather Yaakov taught us not to. He taught us the meaning of responsibility and accountability towards our country and great nation. And Emir Tzashem, as a result of that nurturing, we should be zocha and merit the witnessing and the hope of hastening our redemption. Shabbat Shalom. The question that we can discuss at length around the Shabbat table this week in Parshat Vayishlach: how did Yaakov arrange his family in preparation for the meeting with Esav, and why? What did Yosef do in preparation, and why? And once you discover what Yosef did, why didn't Yaakov do this as well? Shabbat Shalom.